We will reconvene the Committee on Budget Reconciliation and re-enter the work session on House Bill 4051. We have here the dash eights, which are, correct me if I'm wrong, superfluous to our efforts.
Correct.
Those are the ones that amend all the dash one, twos, and threes that we've already done.
Correct.
Okay.
So there's one piece of paper we don't need. Of all the many, okay, I'll take this out of your way. You're a happy guy. Representative Butler has two amendments he would like to additionally consider.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have dash nine amendment, which basically comes back, we had talked about with regard to the increase of over $100 million in this biennium as a result of the increased usage or the increased tax. There would be a decrease in usage, which basically would leave the cities, counties, and the Senior Transportation Special Fund for Disabled,
sure,
Transportation Fund, elderly and disabled, would actually take a reduction as a result of the fact that we were increasing and the elasticity in the sales. So what the Dash 9 Amendment does is it accomplishes a revenue neutral arrangement for those special transfers of funds to the those districts.
Any discussion on the dash nines? Are you smiling, Representative Johnson?
I'm smiling.
Sure, I'd move that they be included.
Representative Butler has moved the dash nines into House Bill 4051.
Mr. Chair.
And Representative Shetterly.
And what is the revenue impact of?
The revenue impact is $1.7 million. Is that correct, Mr. Yates?
For the current 2003 biennium, it would reduce the revenues otherwise going to the health plan or to the new Oregon health plan fund by $1.7 million.
Mr. Chair.
In the subsequent biennium by $4 million.
I'll take your lead. I guess my only concern about this, and I'm sympathetic to it, is the understanding that there have been negotiations down to the final decimal points on the revenues and the bills that we have here in committee, and I'm a little uncomfortable in amending bills that have an impact on the revenue unless we know that doesn't change the agreements that have been reached with regard to the balancing. That's all. I mean, I don't have any problem with this at all, but I don't think that this has come up in the discussions, in the global discussions about achieving the balance with the revenue packages that we're putting forward.
Well, I can assure you it hasn't come up, and I am as interested in the newness of this amendment as you are. However, I do think it is good public policy, and if you'll recall, on our whiteboard there was a skosh more than we had actually spent.
So that's all your lead. I'm comfortable with it, and if you don't think this makes anybody go sideways.
You know, fair is fair. Fair is always fair.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
I concur. Fair is fair, and it's sort of a good selling argument once in a while, too. This is a real positive, good thing to be doing for our partners in local government. And I think in terms of the global aspect of the $800 million-plus shortfall that we're dealing with, this is really chump change. We've got a lot of adjustments that are going to be occurring on the Senate side, that by making this positive statement in support of our local government partners at this point, I think it'll probably help the process a great deal.
Well, considering that the good lady sitting on your immediate right was very interested in cutting $450 out of a line item last night, I mean, we're scraping the bottom here, folks. Any other discussion? Any objections to moving the dash nines into House Bill 4051? Seeing none. Word. We have the dash 11s, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In light of the fact that the funds that we are presently gathering in Section 7 go to the Oregon Health Plan Fund being established in Section 7, to address the Oregon Health Plan needs for the current issues, and the issue then became, are we examining the long-term issues with regard to this particular resource, at least as it goes out under the, I believe we have a, we adopted, or at least we discussed a sunset on this particular bill, but the concern or the opportunity to potentially use these funds for something outside of the Oregon Health Plan gave rise to the Dash 11 amendments, where it would be called the Oregon Health Care Fund. And the other thing that sells quite highly, and as much as this will be going out to the voters in the state of Oregon, is the preventative issues. And so the Dash 11 amendments talk about a health care fund as opposed to the Oregon Health Plan fund. And then finally, monies in the Oregon Health Plan under the second portion of those amendments, the monies in that fund could be used for the Oregon Health Care Fund, which are dedicated to the Oregon Health Plan and other preventative public and mental health services. And that portion has been added in right at the end of Section 7 at the bottom of page 2, deleting line 45 1 through 3 on page 3. They have the Oregon Health Care Fund being dedicated to the Oregon Health Plan and other preventative public and mental health services. Again, prevention saying selling very highly in the polling which was done by FacWest and other organizations.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had the opportunity to talk with Representative Butler briefly about this. The piece that I don't understand is what's the mechanism, because I'm acutely and sadly aware of the crying needs that there are in public and mental health and the difficulty of finding sufficient funds to deal with needs in those arenas. I'm trying to figure out what mechanism would divide the money, because this is permissive language that allows the money to be used for the health plan and other preventative public and mental health services. What's the distribution mechanism?
Mr. Chair, if I could respond to Representative Johnson, there certainly the funds are available right now and are being transferred into that health, the Oregon Health Care Fund, and they're dedicated to the Oregon Health Plan. At this particular time, that's where they are currently budgeted and will continue to be used as long as we have the revenue resource available to us. The concern was that in the future, if there are excess funds available in the new established Oregon Health Care Fund, that it be used for health care in addition to the health plan, which could be used for other public prevention and mental health issues.
Respectfully, I understand that, but my curiosity was, what kind of a mechanism will there be? Because assuming there are a plethora of excess funds, I still would submit that they can't meet the crisis that we have in public and mental health right now. How will you decide what's OHP and what money would be available to go to other preventative public and mental health services?
Again, Mr. Chair, that would be a decision for the legislature when the Oregon Health Plan has all of the funds that it needs and has an excess. I don't know that we anticipate that happening, but if it should happen, then as opposed to the Oregon Health Care, the Oregon Health Plan Fund, it would be the Oregon Health Care Fund, and would be available for all types of care, not just the Oregon Health Plan.
Right.
A legislative decision, I guess, is what I'm saying in a word. The bill doesn't and attempt to try and allocate anything away from the Oregon Health Plan, that would still be a legislative decision.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Federer.
I don't know. There sounds to be like there are policy implications here, and I'm not sure what they are. And I don't know. I think I said it before. Confused voters tend to vote no. I say it just sounds like there are policy implications here that are broader than I understand. It really is more a matter of comprehension than it is of support or non-support. But I'm a little unsure about it.
Can you say what you're trying to do here? Your question, Representative Johnson, was regard to lines 9 and 10 on the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Say that again in very few words.
Okay. In the polling, prevention sells the highest. Prevention sells the very highest. Organ health issues are immediately following that. And so what we've done is we've included the words prevention in there as it deals with public and mental health issues.
May I paraphrase? Maybe, and Representative Butler, correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea is that the monies are dedicated to health care, not just the Oregon Health Plan. That's all.
Right.
So we're broadening the scope of where the monies could be used, but keeping within the general health care arena, mm-hmm. just not limiting to the Oregon Health Plan. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
6.7. So are we,
Mr. Chair, the Section 7 sets up a new fund called the Oregon Health Plan Fund. The Oregon Health Plan may have resources from other as we move towards nationalized medicine and those kinds of things, and so this would be the Oregon Health Care Fund as opposed to the Oregon Health Plan, which is a separate issue. And then, as we talked about earlier, this again, prevention sells very high, and the prevention here would be actually mentioned within the body of it for prevention for those public and mental health issues.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Shadow.
Well, again, so looking at this amendment creates a whole new fund.
Yes. Well, Section 7 creates a whole new fund.
Yeah,
and the name of the fund is the Health Plan Fund.
Health.
And we've changed it to Health Care Fund. As opposed to the Oregon Health Plan, the Oregon Health Care.
So we're talking...
That's semantics.
Completely wordsmithing.
That's strictly wordsmithing at that point.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Well, that's wordsmithing, but when you get down to lines 9 and 10, that is substantive and policy,
mm-hmm.
where the current bill says the money is dedicated to funding maintenance and expansion of persons eligible for medical assistance under the plan or funding maintenance of benefits available under the health plan or both. That comes out entirely, and now we have just this general directive to dedication to the health plan and other preventive and mental health services. That seems to me pretty substantive. I mean, hugely substantive.
And Mr. Chair, I would just say it just depends upon where you feel like we are actually going in the long term with regard to all funds being used for persons eligible for medical assistance under the Oregon Health Plan and funding for the maintenance of benefits. This does not take them away from those. It merely says that it's for the Oregon Health Care Fund or dedicated to the Oregon Health Plan and anything that it's for, not just for the medical insurance benefits related to the health plan. Because that tries to expand the number of people eligible for the assistance under the health plan and funding for maintenance of the benefits available to them versus all of the health issues that may be related thereto, including public health issues and mental health issues.
Tommy, I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm going to give you one out of two here. I'm looking up and down the dais and I'm seeing all kinds of frowns, furrowed brows, Unless anyone is wildly enthusiastic for this and understands this much more clearly than I and wants to explain it to me in simple one-syllable words, let's work on this one on the Senate side. So let's... Did we ever get to a motion level on this one?
No, we were just discussing it, Mr. Chair.
So we've already moved the dash nines.
We've moved the dash nines.
Yes, we did.
Bill's ready to go.
Federally sing a little song for half a second.
Sing a song. Sing out loud, sister. Sing out loud. Sing of good things, not bad.
Take it, Sue.
That's right.
Well, I apologize to our longstanding, those in the audience.
You gotta pay these guys.
Chair will entertain a motion to pass House Bill 4051 as amended by the dash nine. You want to do it in verse?
No, don't worry if it's not good enough. Sorry, do you want the bill moved with the...
Anytime today.
Move the House Bill 4051 with...
Sure.
Help me out, the dash...
Nines.
Nines.
Any discussion?
As the dash nines of the bill.
Four.
As amended by the dash one, two, three,
yeah, there we go. Nine. I want to make sure we got the right ones. One, two, threes, and nines.
Any discussion? Any objections?
Mr. Chair, I would like my I vote to be reflected as a courtesy vote.
Courtesy of the BLU. Passes unanimously. House Bill 4051 is amended by the dash 1, 2, 3s, and 9s is moved to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and that is a courtesy for myself as well.
You want to amend this thing? You don't even want to carry it?
No, I can't carry it, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Do we have any volunteers, Representative Schrader?
Yes, sir. Dying to do it.
Yeah, I could see that.
A big target all over me earlier today. Another one did me good on the
phone. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll stand right next to you and you do it when I carry 88.
All right.
Okay, we've got 88.
Bunch up.
We've got cigarette tax. We're waiting for some conceptual amendments on 5092 and the introduction of 4058. I'm not sure we have any resolution on 4057, the PERS, so we will take a short recess, hopefully short.